We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 2/3 of the way down Daf Yud Aleph, actually 9 lines from the bottom. The first words on the line is Hoyel V'Tzurasa, at the end of that line. We learned that we had a memra from Ula B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan that Tamidim, the extra 4 Tamidim that you always had at the end of the year before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because every day you prepared 6 different sheep for a Tamid, so you had 4 extra. And you couldn't use it the next day in Shkharish Nisan because you have to take it from the new Truma Chadasha, from the new Machzah Shekel. So what do you do with those 4? So Ula Seb Shem Rabbi Yechanan, you can be paid to those. You can paid, even though they're Tamimim, they're not Balimum, you can still be paid to them. And the Gemara asked, what do you mean? Where did the Kedusha go? So he answered that we find other places where Kedusha is also comes off even though it's not a Balmum. You find it by Keteris. And he proved the point that there are times when you have extra things at the end of the year, you could be paid it even though it's Tamimim. Because here, Rav Chista tied to Rav, and Rav said back, what do you mean we have Shai Deir by Keteris? But the Maizah is still Shver. What's Takab Shat? How can you be paid something that's a Tamimim? We find in the Torah, the only time you can be paid the heck this Kedusha Guf, something that has Kedusha Guf, the only way to be paid it is because of Balmum. So what's Takab Shat? You could be paid it even though it's a Tamimim, even though this sheep is a Tamim, is not a Balmum. And the same thing by Katiris. How could you be paid it if it's not a Balmum? How can you paid it some Kushagov without any mum? So Maris is at, starting 9 lines at the bottom, end of the line. Come up from Kasha. Where did the Kusha go? How did the come off? Just to make an opinion. My answer is, Omer Abba, leave Bezdin Masna Alehem, im Hutzuchu, Hutzuchu, Vlav, you, Ludemeim. Leave Bezdin means that Bezdin makes the Tanai, when they give this Behema, Kedusha Guf, there's a Tanai. If you're going to need it, so then it'll be Kedusha Guf. If not, it will be Kedusha Zdomim. Im Hutzuchu, Hutzuchu, Vlav, you, Ludemeim, it should be a Kedusha Zdomim, not a Kedusha Guf. And it's a machlekes in the Achronim if it works to Mafreya or not. But let's say Pasha works to Mafreya, which would mean that we makdish it now, and it's like a Tanai. If you're going to use it for a carbon, so it's Kedusha Guf from today. If not, from today, it's Kedusha Zdomim, which means it's just like a Kedusha Lebedek Abayis. It belongs to the Hekdish. It monetarily, it belongs to the Hekdish. But it's not a Kedusha Guf. The thing itself is Kedusha Guf. And something that belongs to Hekdesh, you can be paid it. Something that's just Kedusha's Dom, you can be paid it. And therefore, these 4 that were extra, or the Keteris that was extra at the end of the year, since there's a Tanai on it, so now, since it was not being used for the carbon itself, so therefore it's Kedusha's Dom. And Kedusha's Dom, you can be paid it. Omale Abaya, so Abaya asks now back in Onakash, of Amaru Domar, Hikdish Zohar Ladomov, Kedusha Guf. The halacha is, if you take a behema that's not a Balmum, and it's a regular Zohar that can be used for Oilo, let's say, and I makdish it for its Domim, the halacha is, it's Kedusha Kedusha Guf, and you can't sell it. You have to makdish it itself, because you have to makrovit itself on the Mizbech. Because since it's Royu Lahakrava, it's not Yoytzim with the Mizbech, Rashi says. So here also, even if Bezdin makes a Tanai on it, but if you say it's a Domov, the halacha is that it automatically becomes Kedusha Guf, because since it's a Royu for Kedusha Guf, it becomes Kedusha Guf. More answers, no, it's not Shver. Loi Kasha, depends what you say. Hodom al-Dmei Oilo, Hodom al-Dmei Nesachim. If you say, I want to be Makdish Behema for Dmei Oilo, for money to be used for Oilo, so that you can't do. You have to use this itself for Oilo. But if I say I want to makdish behema in order to use the money for Nesachim, even though Nesachim is also Kedusha Mizbeach, Nesachim also is something, is a mincha that you brought together with all the kabbanas. A mincha means that you bring with it oil and flour and wine as you bring Nesachim. So if you said L'dmei Nesachim, and even though it's Kedushas Haguf to Nesachim, well, since the behema cannot be Nesachim, so there it's considered L'domim, and there you could be paid there, because it's not Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Domim. The only time it's automatically transfers into being Kedushas Haguf, if I say this behema should be L'dmei Oilo, for the money for Oilo, since it can be used for itself Oilo, why would you put it through a process of transferring off the Kedusha onto money and buying another Oilo? This itself could be Oilo. So then, even though it was a tamim, it still could be kedushas dam. And kol shekein here, where you said lidemeim that it should go for money Bedik Abayis, like we said, that you use the old Truma Salishka for the Rekui Pachim, for the Mizbeach, and for other things to fix up the Beis HaMikdash. So here, Kavachim here, by this Tanai, Yemele de Mehem, which means for the Bedik Abayis, so it's Pasha that you could be paid it. Because Leif Bez the Masna Aleim. Like Rashi learns a Kolshkin. Rashi is printed on the top of my base. Rashi says that the Banasachim, I'll call Sachim Amel Mizbeach, which I would Dami Ladodi, and seems similar, keep me little Hakim is Davin. The Kolshkin, Hecha the Master Bez, and she'll Ladami Mutter, Moisha Chuma, she'll go back. And Kavachim would say that Chabila, the May Moisha Chuma, she'll go back. For sure, such a case would be able to be paid to it and not become Kushagov. So the bottom line is, the Gemara's Mechadish over here, Rabbi's Mechadish here, that Pshat in Ula B'Shem Rabbi Yechanon and Pshat in Ketairis is that what? The Leiv Bezdin Masda Aleim, and therefore, even though it's Kadosh, Kedusha Sakov, you still can be paid there without a mum. So the Gemara, Eisvei Abai, Baisen has a kash from a Braisa. And the Braisa says like this, Par V'Sarash Yom HaKippurim, the Par and Sar of Yom HaKippurim are the ones that you brought inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Par was Mechaper for the Kahanim, the Seir was Mechaper for the Klal Yisrael, and what happened was, it got lost. She'avdu, B'hivish Achayim Tachtayim. And they were Mafish another Par and Sar instead. V'chein, on base now, Yudalf on base, V'chein Seiri Avaydezara, She'avdu, B'hivish Achayim Tachtayim. The same thing would go for a Sawyer of Avodah Zarah, also for a Tzibur. A Tzibur did a Avera. The Allah would have royalized Bezdin. Bezdin passing something of a guy of Avodah Zarah is a mistake for Avodah Zarah. And they bring in Kapara, they bring a Paraloyla and a Sawyer Lechatas. And it got lost. If you find that you makav the other ones and you found the ones that got lost, the Allah is they died. The Allah is, the Allah Mashiach Messinai, that the Chatas. Shekipru Baleha, the Mesos. There are five Chatos Mesos that you find in the Gemara in Temura and other places that you have a Chatos that the Baalim was Mechaper and you left with this Chatos. The Lach is, it goes Lemisa. You can't be paid it, you can't use it, you can't let it get a mum. It's a Lach HaMashav Sinai, it goes Lemisa. And the Tanakam here, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the same thing by Chatos HaTzibur also. Chatos HaTzibur also, that gets lost, and then you use something else for kapara. Then you find it. The halacha is that it's your musu. So kulam your musu. These are all chatayis that got lost and was found afterwards. So they're all your musu. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Imrim. No, you're right. You stavu. You could let them pass, go into the pasture until you get a mum. Via makru, you sell them. Via yiplu the mail nadava, and the money will fall to nadava for kayit samizbeach. It'll be used for kabanas. She'ein chatas tzibur meisim. Because Chasim is not Mesim. Ad Khan the Bryce. So Bryce is klar, either you Musu or you wait to get some mum and then you point it. And the Mars Kash is Vaim Vamai. Lema Lev Bezdin Master Lehim. What this is a carbon tziva, right? So carbon tziva, we have always have Bezdin involved. And Bezdin make it tonight. If I'm not gonna use it because it got lost, it never was because it's like oh, because it's dumb. So therefore I can be point it, no problem. Why do I have to wait to get some mum? The way Rashi learns is what do you need a mum? What do you mean, mum? Let it be paid right away. That's Rashi from the Kashrus. It's Mashma Rashi. The Kashrus is from the second Mandiyoma, not the first Mandiyoma. The first Mandiyoma is the Kulim Musu. And that it wouldn't be a Kashrus because the first one speak out. The reason it won't be a Kashrus is because since there's a Loch of Moshe Messina according to that Mandiyoma, the Chatos, that was a Kippur Baleo, is made so they're not going to make a Tanai connected the Loch of Moshe Messina. Mashainkain, for the Mandiyoma that says there's no Demesis, but you wait to get some mum, why do you need that? Why don't you say, Leif Bez the Master Leim? Is that if, since you're not going to use it, it's Kedushas Dam. And for the Gemara, it's not Shver. Why? Avudim Kamrit. Shani Avudim, the Loy Shchichi. Avudim, something gets lost, it's not Shchiach. And Bezdin doesn't have such a Havamina when Bezdin makes a Tanai. Bezdin makes a Tanai, if I'm going to need it, then it's Kedushas Gof. If not, it's Kedushas Dam. They don't have a Havamina to get lost. They don't anticipate it to get lost, and therefore it's called Milsla Shchicha. There's no Tanai on getting lost. Shani Avudim, Loy Shchichi. Right, the Gemara is going to assume now that by a Parah Aduma, you have this Tanai Leif Bezdin Master Leim, even though a Parah Aduma, according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns, is Leif Shriach. Why? Because a Parah Aduma, like Rashi speaks out, only happened 7 times in history. That's according to one man, the Yom, Mesechus Parah, only happened 7 times. There is, one man, the Yom says 9 times, and 10th time will be Mashiach comes, but this man, the Yom, is 7 times. But either way, it's 7 or 9, it's Leif Shriach. So, right, the Gemara Kash, are a Parah Aduma, the Leif Shriach, which is not Shkiach, but tell me to the Brisa, Paranif this, I call psul shabai. It says in the Braise that para, you could point it on any psul. Let's say it gets a black hair, and it has to be completely red. If it has a few black hairs, it's possible, so I can point it. Mesa, if it dies, tifta, of course you can point it. I mean, afterwards, maknashe, if paraduma died, I can point it. Nishchata, I get shechta, tifta. Motza acheres noamena. Then this is where the cash is from. You find another paraduma that's nicer in it, tifta, I can point it. Shechta, I got marachta. Once I shechted it on the marach already, on harazesim, and I started the process of making it a paraduma, there's no pedin, and the way Rashi learns is because ma'achar Rashi says ma'achar shenasis behechsher. Once it was done behechsher, gnai hu lahoitzi lechulin. To gnai ready to moitzi lechulin. But what do you see in this brisa? That if you find another paraduma, big deal. You just paid it. And the shaila is lechayretz k'shagof. Teretz is it must be leivez demastalem. We said something that was lo yishchiach, something that was lo yishchiach. You don't say that there's leivez demastalem. So you just answered that pshat in this brisa. Yeah, buy out a kash from a brisa, and you answered by saying it's lo yishchiach. Afraid to buy it back. What do you mean? Paraduma you find is lo yishchiach, and still you have leivez demastalem. Simor says no. Shani para the kachu be the gabayisi. Paraduma is not kush aguf. The reason I can point this is because kachu be the gabayis. It's a big shah to learn what paraduma is. Is the kush aguf or is kush be the gabayis? Saying kush be the gabayis. Frank the Gemara. Yachi meso oynishchata tifta. If you're telling me now that it's really kush be the gabayis, how could you? If it dies, or if it gets shechted, be paided. Habi'inin hamodah v'harocha. You need hamodah v'harocha. Hamodah v'harocha means that in order to be paided by the gabayis, it has to be able to stand in front of you. In order, you could evaluate its value. It says, there's a kashuv that we learn from a pasuk v'hemidas abahim alafnei akoyin v'herich akoyin that has to be able to stand up. If it's not able to stand in front of you, you can't be paided. So the way Tosfos has a problem is and if it would be kedusha guf would be better. So Tosfos learns like this: Bishlam if he says kedusha guf and it's working with leiv bezdin masna alehem, so then it's better. You know why? Because there, it's keilu. It started off with a mum. Leiv bezdin masna alehem makes that it started off with a mum. That's what they make it like keilu like that. So if something starts off as a bal mum, then you could be paided even without a modav haracha. Masha Inkin, if you're saying it's better to get by, it's chayini modav haracha. So I ask like this: Paraduma says you could be paided. Question was how? Must be leivez maslay. Even was l'shiach. No, it's better to get by. So if it's better to get by, you need a modav haracha. And if the Gemara, Mani Reb Shimon, he'd Omar, kachim is be'ah choy bechal hamodav haracha. Reb Shimon holds there's no din hamodah v'haracha when it comes to kachav bedek gabayis. The opposite, but only with kachav mizbech has the mahad v'haracha, not kachav bedek gabayis. Frank the Gemara, if it's Reb Shimon name is sefer shachla gai marachta. It says in this brisa that if he shechted already shechted al gai marachta in lepidi alam, he can't paid it. And the problem is that it doesn't stim Rav Shimon. Why? By time Shimon Eimer, para mitama tumas oichlin. That para is mitama has a din of oichlin. The loch is that really yisuri hana are not mitama tumas oichlin. It can't become tame because it's not right to eat. But he says that this behemoth that is shechted on the gavarachlas para duma has din tumas oichlin because it's possible to become right to eat. Since it has a shasa kosher, while it's on the mizbeach, after it's geshachten, it's a shasa kosher. What's the pshat? Barmar shlokish. Oimer Reb Shimon, par niftes gamarachta. You could be paid it. And like Rashi explains, that oimer lifter is kapada dami. And therefore, it's then oichel even before I make a pidyon. Because it's oichel that could be eaten if you be paid it. And since oimer lifter is kapada dami, it's kilo, it was already redeemed. If it's already redeemed, it has then oichel. But what do you see, Lemaisa? That according to Reb Shimon, shachta gamarachta, you already shechted on the harzaisim on its mizbeach, on the harzaisim, you could be paid it. So, and this Bryce says, ain't lipidi alama, so it can't be Reb Shimon. So back shver, that what exactly is pshat in this Bryce? It has to be, it's our slave bez the masterlame. And the kash, it has to be, that's why you can be paid it if it's matzana. We try to say kach bez the gabayas, but it can't be because then you should need a mod of aracha for when it dies. Teretz is, it must be kushaguf. And leiv bezdin masna leiv. Bezdin makes a tanai that if you're not going to need it, you find something better, so then it's kedushas damim. And that you can be paid no problem. So then it's back shver. It's a milso de loy shchicha. It's not shchiach. The way Rashi learns it's not shchiach to have a paraduma. Tosfos learns it's not shchiach to find the better one. That's why it's milso de shchicha. That's not shchiach to find the nicer one. So the kasha back is shver that if you're saying milso de shchicha legazu, and that's why by avudim you don't make a din leiv bez de masalayim. So why by paraduma do you make a din leiv bez de masalayim? And for the Gemara, Elashani Paro Hoyl V'Demeho Yekarim. Since a paraduma is something that's very expensive, so therefore when you make the Kedusha Guf on the paraduma, which is very expensive, you make a Tanai, even though it's Lo Shriach. Because something that's in, let's say, the Tosfos, even though it's Lo Shriach, find him another menu. But since it's such an expensive item, so therefore you do make a Tanai on that, and that's not, even though it's a Milsa Shriach, but something so expensive, you do think of this. You do think of the paraduma, and you make a Tanai that if you're not going to need it, it should not be Kedusha Guf, it should be Kedusha Dam. So the bottom line is, we are saying Pshat in why Keteris or Tamidim are, you can be paid it, because Leiv is the Masaleim, and you don't save a Milsa Shicha, but Paraduma, which is Dameha Yekarim, it's very expensive, you do think of it, and therefore, you do have a Leiv Bezdin Masaleim.